Well, I know. Let's assume for a moment also that the Ark of the Covenant, maybe it wasn't a capacitor, maybe it wasn't an electrical source or a device to talk to those who brought it. Maybe it was a resurrection machine. Did you ever think about that?
Yes, that's a fascinating idea. And when we think about the mysteries of what modern science is doing, and I was fascinated to hear that, you know, you've got a scientist coming on the show very soon to talk about some of these amazing new developments, that we just begin to see the edges of what life really is and whether or not it can be restored. We know though these hopefuls who have put themselves into cryogenic chambers, trusting that the medicine of the future will not only be able to cure what they died of, but will be able to resurrect them. And the more we know about life, then it seems to me that the greater are the possibilities that medical science will one day discover keys that at the moment we're only just guessing about. So if, let's go back to the idea of the classic horror films with Baron Frankenstein.
I love those.
Yeah, I did too. I used to love the Boris Karloff one, you know. I'd have dreams about him when I was a boy. And if we go back to that, it's always electricity that brings the monster back. You remember the lightning on the roof
exactly.
of the castle?
Exactly. Whatever the soup was that was in life, it needed that electrical spark.
Yep. And, of course, with all the recent research, when we managed to get that observation ship down to the satellite of Jupiter,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're beginning to wonder just what is going on in that primeval soup, which is a lovely way to describe it. And then the electric spark comes in, the big power comes in,
right.
The energy, the thrust. Well, if we think about that possibility, that life, as we understand it, you know, from geological time, seems to have needed a huge input of energy, then a resurrection machine, a thing that had a vast input of energy, and if we take a much more easily understood, you know, all these dramatic hospital films, and you've got to bring the guy back, he's passed out, so you've got to resuscitate him, and of course the doctors use an electrical impulse,
yes,
don't they?
That's right, paddles they put
in. Yeah, we've seen that in so many really good dramas. Now, if you have something like that on a bigger scale, maybe the electricity could be, or the power, could be a form of energy that we do not yet understand, because as science progresses, we learn about more and more forms of energy which can change from one to the other. We've got light, we've got heat, we've got sound, we've got electricity. What if, and this goes back almost to some of the ideas of the alchemists, that there is what they would have called a fifth element over and above earth, air, fire, and water.
Uh-huh.
Something quintessential, which we might even begin to think of as the essence of life. Now, if that Egyptian machine had got some technique way beyond the technology of the time for harnessing or for transforming normal energy into this fifth form, this quintessential thing, this essential power of life, did they really have something that would bring people back? Now, another thought that occurs to me on this fascinating door that you've just opened here, George, is the idea of the pyramids and the hope of resurrection of the pharaohs.
Oh, perfect. Exactly.
So, if the people from the stars who had brought the resurrection machines with them, just in case one of their people got accidentally killed, okay, so you put him in the resurrection machine and you bring him back.
Yep.
It was for them what first aid kits would be for us. And after they've gone back, the Egyptian people, having observed them resurrecting their own when they were injured or killed, think that they can do it as well, but of course they don't understand the power of the machine. What if that resurrection machine had some sort of pyramidal form? Because science is now beginning to tell us that the shape, the form, the volume of the pyramid can focus things. You and I have had encounters with friends who have been into this pyramid shape and who have said, well, you can put a razor inside one and it would sharpen your razor.
Exactly.
Or keep it sharp. Now, if the pyramid was a vital part, if this particular shape was a vital part of the machine, and long after the visitors from space, the Egyptian gods, in inverted commas, had gone back to where they came from, then the people that they'd left behind have got half an idea, a quarter of an idea, and they think that if you build a pyramid shape and put a human being into it after he's dead, he'll come back to life. And of course, they haven't got the technology that the original resurrection machine had, unless one has been left behind.
And that's what they wanted.
And that's what they wanted.
You know, and it could very well have been a transmitter, the pyramid itself.
Yes, indeed. You see, if we think about the way that we use dish aerials, and that we use the points of pyramids, pyramid shapes, to focus energy, then it's a perfect shape for a transmitter. And of course, if you invert the thing, you've got a rectangular version of a dish aerial, so that you could receive from one area and transmit from the other. And again, if we think of all the strange theories about the tectonic plates which make up the Earth's surface. Now, when two tectonic plates rub together, there is the most enormous power generated. That power, which is normally destructive and terrible, and comes as earthquakes and causes things like that tsunami disaster.
Sure.
But what if that power could be harnessed? What if, just as in some very advanced alternative energy source technologies, people are using wave motion from the sea, and others are using geothermal heat to help to solve the world's energy problems. What if this super race, these hyper-technologists from out there, had a technique of using moving tectonic plates with enormous mass and force and energy, and they just transferred that energy, not as heat, but if you have a machine like a simple roof tile which will transform sunlight into electric power, you know, through that sort of cellular transformation of light into electricity or of heat into electricity through one of those little cells. Suppose they had a gadget which would take the dynamic power, the kinetic energy of those moving plates, which is astronomically great, and simply transform it into another source of power that they wanted and could use. Maybe that was one of the ancient Egyptian secrets. Maybe the Ark could plumb in underneath there and take that power up. And of course, that's why the pyramids have got that shape. Huge base taking up Earth power and transmitting it out through the point in a highly focused beam.